Colin Russo, ESPN West Palm, with the Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy Sports Grill, welcoming in another head coach at ACC Media Day in Charlotte, North Carolina, the coach of the NC State Wolfpack, year 14, entering in. Coach Dave Doran joining us now. Coach, how you doing today? What's going on?
Doing good. Just answering questions to guys like you all day long.
All day long. And how many of the same questions have you gotten?
Yeah.
You'll probably get a couple here as
I'm
well.
Like that doll, they pull the string out and just regurgitate whatever it says, right?
And year 14 at NC State, you've had your plenty fair share of ACC media days, huh?
Yeah, 14 of them.
And how does it feel year 14 this time around? Does this feel any different any year past, year five at this point?
No, you don't get surprised anymore. The things that kind of perturb you expect. And it's fun. It's great to come down and talk about our guys and our program. And more than anything, just spend the time with our players. They've been working really hard, so. It's good to get around them and get a vibe on how things are going with the team.
And Coach, you've had such an excellent career. I'll get this out of the way. I am a Wisconsin guy.
Are you?
So I got a lot of connections to those early 2010 teams. The win against Ohio State, one of the great wins in the history of the program. And Brad Nortman, who is the punter on that team, one of the great men. I used to do shows with him, so I just wanted to get that out of the way.
That's cool.
And he always spoke highly of you. But NC State, we were talking with CJ earlier, CJ Bailey, your starting quarterback. Year three of him. And we were talking to him about coming in as a true freshman and not necessarily having, an expectation that he'd be getting, nine starts in that early part of the year. And now that we're entering into year three of him at the helm of starting quarterback, comfortability has got to be not only a luxury at this point for somebody such as yourself, because if you're not reteaching anything, this is a familiarity that you finally have with that position. Tell us about CJ's development and what it feels like to have a quarterback that knows this. You're not teaching him the system in February for him to be ready in September.
Yeah, I mean, it's rare ground now to have a three-year starter. I mean, it's rare. Just us and SMU and the ACC that can say that. And from a head coaching seat, it allows you to focus on a lot of other things when you know that you have that guy in place. Your quarterback competition isn't happening. You're trying to figure out who's second and third sometimes. For us, Will Wilson's our proven second. So that room is very settled for us. It allows us to really focus on the chemistry and the other things of the team. For CJ, it's upper-level learning. And, how can he take our system to other places that he couldn't before mentally? And now him and Coach Roper are talking about masters-level offense instead of install, right? Like, he already knows all the plays. You don't have to install anything. It's how can we break this down even further for you so that in the game you can change these plays into other plays that work better for us.
That's Coach Dave Doran, the NC State Wolfpack head coach, joining us now in Charlotte for ACC Media Day. He's a South Florida kid. He's a Miami guy.
Yes.
You have a big, a lot of NC State commits. We're in Palm Beach County.
Yeah.
So that's South Florida area.
One of my best friends is down there, Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels.
Yep.
We know Jack.
State champion.
Coach Daniels very well. And he does such a good job of not only churning out great college players, but having a great high school program, which is turned into, you can ask him about it, has turned into a pseudo-college style, too, because
it is.
Transfers. People are moving around just as much as college as they are in high school.
Yeah, known Jack a long time back at Wisconsin's when I met him, and think highly of him in that area. We've had a lot of good players out of the Palm Beach area from Wisconsin days to when I was at NIU to here. It's been very fertile, and those kids have had success here. And so it'll be an area we continue to recruit really hard.
And, Coach, coming off a very good year for you guys, looking to sort of build on that, in year 14 for you at NC State, heading into an ACC year where, yes, there's a lot of changeover in terms of who's starting where, who's going to be where, but you saw a Duke team come out of the ACC championship, and Virginia sort of came out of nowhere. NC State is looking to get into that fold. What is it about the new landscape of not only the ACC that, you're looking at thinking we have opportunities here that we have to take advantage?
Yeah, I mean, we got to win the games that we can win, man. And you can't lose one because you beat yourself. And there's going to be a lot of one-possession games. I mean, we're in five or six of them a year, and we got to win every one of them if we want to make it to the end. And that time management and playmaking ability and key clutch kicks and guys making that play at the end, like that's what it is. You go to Indiana and that play that kid made in the back of the end zone against Penn State, right? Like those are the kind of plays teams have to make to get there. And so, our guys have got to show up and make those kind of plays. And as coaches, we got to put them in position to do so.
It's a game of plays, really. Like three or four plays can decide your entire season.
It's a play or a player. It's one or the other. And I always tell them that, like we get into a one possession game, it's going to come down to one player making one play.
Yeah, and
could be anybody in the room.
Wow. And one thing about being a coach in that perspective is it's hard to almost coach that. You almost have to is there a sense of luck that comes into that, just having the right player, right time, right moment? Is there, I don't know, a shooting star type of aspect to it? You could train so much, but if it's one play here, one play there, I guess the best you could do is just prepare for it, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you practice these plays. Like, you get them into these scenarios. We have, you know, game-ending plays almost every day in training camp that we'll go through over and over and over with these guys. And we do a lot of two-minute work in the game situations so that they can succeed and fail and learn from these things on film. But it's not luck. I mean, it's a guy falling back on his training and making a play he's capable of making. Sometimes it's a layup. I mean, it's a ball that hits you right in the hands and you got to finish it. Sometimes, I mean, it's a half-court shot.
Yeah.
Right? And it's a diving one-handed catch a dude makes and toe tap in the back of the end zone. Right?
Sure. Like,
and that's just an athlete believing in himself, making a great play at a great moment of the game.
Coach, one thing I really respect about the NC State program is you guys have done a very good job of keeping guys there, right? And in the new landscape, this is something that you've had to adjust to, even in your time at NC State.
Yeah.
Coming in 14 years ago, college football is probably foreign to what it is completely now.
Yeah, it's totally foreign. I mean, when I got here, we had just got the rule change where we can feed our players as much as we want. And that was, like, mind-blowing. How are we going to get the money for this food?
That is, like, ridiculous.
You know, that's where it started, is that we could now feed you more. And now it's obviously millions of dollars guys are getting paid. And so it's changed a lot, man. And not for the worse, not for the better. It's just change, you know. And so you got to learn to grow in it.
You've had to learn to become a fundraiser too, I imagine, right?
Well, when it first started, that's all I was doing.
Oh, really?
There was no rev share, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I was out trying to get every dollar that we could. It was a joke. I mean, it was so unorganized. The way that was put on college sports without any guardrails, without any format. It was just like, hey, you can pay them now. And it really was, people call it the Wild West. It was on steroids, and it was sad. And as head coaches, we're competitive. So, yeah, what's the program need? Money? I'm going to go raise it. And look, I am a bad fundraiser. That is not what I do for a living, man. Like, I'm so direct and blunt, you know what I mean? I need your money.
You got to kiss a couple fannies. That's got to be a complete 180.
Yeah, I'm just not good at that. So, yeah, it wasn't great for me, but I'm glad that the rev share now exists and it can become more of a business model.
And looking into this year, when you talk to these guys at this point in the season, expectation is obviously something that gets thrown around. How do you handle expectation? What have you learned in your experience coaching on getting these guys prepared for the season, but also don't get their heads too big, make them understand the moment, try to get the best out of them, but you also don't want to, like, lead them too far down a slippery slope. How do you handle expectation with your guys?
You just be real with them. You're transparent, and everything's earned in this sport. You put the ball down and find out who's the best, right? And whether it's a O-lineman against a D-lineman or a coach versus a coach, like, you're going to find out on game day. I mean, it truly is one of the few sports where you're judged, and you're judged every weekend, and you either did it right or you didn't. And so we can predict and get up there and talk about all that stuff, but at the end of the day, it's a reminder that none of this stuff's real if we don't go earn it.
And with the ACC talking a lot about the changes to the tiebreakers, a lot of it has been stemmed from ACC wanting a lot of representation in the college football playoff. As coaches, as athletic departments, are these conversations that are had about ACC representation? The expanded playoff has been a big thing, 24 teams versus
right.
12. Your conversations that you are involved in, or did you just leave that to sort of the conference?
No, I mean, whenever we're asked to give an opinion, we're going to give them as coaches. And, you know, we talk as groups. We have a chairman of our – this year it's Coach Diaz, you know. So each year we have a coach that chairs our group, and our opinions are wanted at times. And when they ask for them, we give them.
And when they asked you this coming year where they're going to lobby for a 2014 playoff, you were completely in favor?
Totally, yeah. I think, you know, they put out that study. We would have been in the playoffs five times in my tenure, and that means five times we had a chance to win a national championship, right? And so that's what recruits want. They want to go play for that. Puts us in a landscape of being able to go play for that, and that's what we want to do.
I wanted to ask you, too, a couple things here before we let you go. Travel schedules. When you're going to Stanford or you're going to Cal or you're going to any of these teams in the West Coast, comparatively, you know, when you're going to go play Duke, it's night and day difference. Is that
– Yeah.
Do you almost feel like a professional team in the sense of just going across the country on
Yeah.
2 days before or a day before? If you're going to go down to Brazil and play a game, you feel like a professional team almost, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of that now. With the landscape of college football, Atlantic Coast Conference having two Pacific Coast teams.
The Atlantic is doing a lot of heavy lifting on that.
Yeah, it's all Coast Conference now, right? But, yeah, it's unique, man. I mean, we flew to Cal a couple years ago, and it's brutal. It was a seven-and-a-half-hour flight coming home.
Oh.
And, you know, and you get home at 4 or 5 in the morning. And, by the way, we got a game next week, so...
We got install. We got tomorrow. Be ready. Be in there at 9 a.m.
It's hard. It's not great on the guys. It's not great on the coaches. I mean, it wears you out. But it's where we're at. So you just got to find a way to work within it.
Coach, you've had such a great career coaching a lot of professional athletes. I know I could talk about Wisconsin and J.J. Watt and all the great defenses that you had in the late 2000s, but also a lot of the guys that have come through NC State, you know, Chubb, you know, all these guys who have had illustrious NFL careers. Are those guys that are still active within the programs?
Oh, yeah.
Is it important for you to get them in talking to the guys? Tell me about that.
Yeah, I mean, I got a lot of former players that work for me now, which is cool. I mean, I have five of them on our coaching staff that all played here at NC State that I recruited. And then we do bring our alumni back whenever they can come. We ask them to come back. And, you know, it came out we're going to be honoring Joe Tooney's number this year and the best guard in the NFL.
He's had an unbelievable career.
And so, you know, there's a lot of these guys. I think there's 32 guys in the league right now that came from NC State that I've recruited and coached. And I'm proud of those guys and thankful when they come back and visit. And several of them train in our building in the off seasons and see Peyton Wilson, Drake Thomas, and Thayer Thomas and these guys in the weight room all the time. And so, for me, that's family, you know. When they come back, like, I love seeing those guys and hanging out with them. And our spring game's awesome because every year that 200 to 300 former players will come back and hang out. It's great.
Whenever you see Coach Bielema, what is that like when you see him?
It's awesome, man. I love Brett. He was a great mentor and friend to me. Still is.
He loves South Florida as well in terms of the recruiting base. You're probably competing with him on a number of players.
Yeah, no, he does a great job recruiting. And you know, Brett's one of my mentors in this profession. He's helped me in a lot of ways. I have nothing but great things to say about him and thankful, you know, for our relationship.
Well, Coach Duren, we appreciate the time. Looking for, I know you got a lot of these all throughout the day, so
yeah,
you're going to earn that drive home to enjoy the rest of the offseason. Yeah. But I appreciate it and looking forward to following you all this season.
I appreciate it. Go Pack.
Coach Duren of NC State football, Colin Russo, Orange Bowl Media Tour, presented by Duffy Sports Grill and ESPN 106.3.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate it. Take care.